Well, Jason, this sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Classics in Cotter. Tell us about the concept, how this works, showing the movies under the bridge.
You bet, sir. Well, thanks so much for having me, Brad. I truly appreciate you guys helping us get the word out. Classics in Cotter started about 3 years ago at the beginning of COVID. You know, folks couldn't do anything. Everybody was kind of stuck in their house. But a lot of folks wanted to do something safely. So I talked with the mayor in Cotter and came up with the idea of let's show a movie on the bridge itself, underneath the bridge. There's a perfect spot right there. It's nice and flat. And I reached out to the Arkansas Department of Health, wrote the business plan, explained how we were going to keep folks safe and properly distanced and everything to keep them safe. And everybody had a great time. We did it for that year and then last year as well. And then this year again. And we call it Classics in Cotter, Brad, because what we do is we go on a Library of Congress. We find movies that we don't have to pay for a copyright for. And that way it keeps the cost down for our sponsors. And it's just a great time.
Well, you've got some great movies lined up. Tell us about what you'll be showing this summer.
You bet. So this year we've got the first one. We're going to kick it off with a Shirley Temple movie, The Little Princess. That's going to be on June 18th at the beginning of the summer. Doesn't get dark as early, so we're going to start that movie about 8:30. Now, our food is going to be there about 6 o'clock. This month is going to be the FBLA from Cotter. They'll be out there, and they'll have hot dogs, bag of chips, and a soda, and it'll be a $5 donation. So you can bring the family, zero charge for the movie, and then you can feed the family for under 20 bucks for a group of four. So perfect.
And then you've got some other movies lined up later this year, right?
We do. So each month we've got a new movie. On July, we've got a patriotic one, Yankee Doodle Dandy. That's with James Cagney in that one. And then the next one in August is One-Eyed Jack. That's with Marlon Brando. We've got Singing in the Rain in September, and then Charade in October. So kind of a Alfred Hitchcock-style movie in October.
I'm sure these are well-attended, aren't they, Jason?
We've got quite a few folks that look for them every year that they've been coming since we started, because it's a perfect way to get outside under the bridge. It's beautiful. The night air is cool. There's not a lot of bugs out there because of it being cool down by the river, and it doesn't cost anything. So folks can come out, bring a chair, bring a blanket, lay down, and just enjoy the outdoors in that park with that lit bridge. You know, the Pikes River lights lighting the bridge is just a gorgeous place to hang out for the evening.
What do you do in case of rain?
We have to reschedule. So what we do is we'll look at the rain ahead of time, and we make that call as quickly as we can so that folks know, you know, if it's not going to happen that night. And then what we'll do is try to put it on the very next Saturday or another Saturday that we can. So, and then we just get the word out the best we can and try to spread the word.
Now, do you have this on Facebook, right?
We do. So on the Cotter Gasville Chamber of Commerce website, Facebook page, we put that out there. It does sometimes come out on the website if it's updated, and then the Cotter City Hall on their Facebook page, they'll share it as well. I'll also put it on information pages for the county. There's a county page on Facebook that works well for disseminating information.
Very good. Classics in Cotter, the first one coming up this Saturday night at 8:30 under the bridge in Cotter. Hey, Jason, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Brad. I appreciate you having us.